I think I said hi to everyone, but yeah, my name is Ingvill, and I have turned 40, which feels like a, I'm turning troll age. Sorry. But yeah, and I was asked to share, and I think you all figured out yesterday that if people push this talk button with me, I can continue for ages. So I'll try to kind of keep it short. But I was, as I was praying, what should I share? Well, some thoughts came to mind. So, but I think, I know some came from a cricket game now, which was very interesting, and I feel a bit like all over the place. So I'll just pray for us quickly, so we can receive whatever God has for us. Lord, thank you that you love us, and thank you that you are here. Thank you that you want to show us something through all the others who are here, Lord. And I pray for the words that you have put on my heart tonight. May you open our hearts so we can receive what's from you, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, there is one word that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and I wanted to share some thoughts around that, and that is contentment, to be content. Because I don't know about you, but at least in Norway, we don't speak much about contentment. We speak about happiness, we speak about being comfortable and reaching your potential and so on, but to be content is rarely spoken about. And Paul says something that is extremely... I'm a bit frustrated with Paul, to be honest. I'm going to have a long chat with him when I reach heaven. But he says in Philippians, and I'm not going to read it all, but he says something that he talks to the Philippians because they're going to send him a gift. And he says, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. And then he says, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. And then comes this important thing. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So Paul has learned the secret. And I think a secret is something we need to look for, isn't it? We need to go scavenger hunting or whatever to figure it out. And I've spent so many years of my life not being content. Not being content with myself, with the way I look, the way I acted, and how much I knew, and so on. And especially not being content with being single, because I was single for a very long time. I felt like it. I got married to Olav at the same year that I turned 30. And a lot of my friends, they had married a long time ago. And I had been single for a long time too. And that was maybe the biggest cause of, you say, discontentment? Yeah. For a long period of my life. And I actually had a lot of quarreling with God. I said, you know what, God? You should be sovereign and everything. You know that if you just give me a husband, oh, you know, all the energy I could put into working for you, God. But, you know, here I am being very discontent with being single. And it's your fault, God. You just give me a husband and I would be okay. And I have been praying this since I was 16, 17. I thought I was ready for a husband then. Yeah. I'm very happy that God didn't give me a husband when I was 16. Because what God needed to show me was that no husband, well, that is amazing, he's got his faults too, but no husband, no man on this planet, or nothing else, no other wells that we're digging, could ever bring me the contentment that only God can give. And also that God, in Hosea, he calls himself our husband. You shall no longer call me your God. You should call me your husband. So I was in this long process, and still am, to see that, you know what? No matter what I'm seeking, it could never bring me fulfillment. It could never bring me true contentment. It would only be another well that I'm digging. And that took me a long time, because I was a bit stubborn, and I thought I could do it by myself. And if only. So then we got married, and then we got children, two beautiful boys. And then it was like, oh, when only the boys start sleeping a bit longer, then I will be content. When only the diapers are finished, then I will be content. And then I start quarreling with God again. You know what, God? When only this motherhood doesn't take up so much of my life, then I can start to be working for you, and using all the stuff that you've given me. But now, since I have turned 40, and now is so wise, no. But looking back, because journaling, I love to journal. Ola hates it, but even he admits that it's nice to journal.
Very sometimes. Helpful.
It's very helpful. So journaling, people, and looking. What did you say?
It's not natural.
It's not natural. Well, depends. We're, great, different thing. Anyway, but looking back, I can see that there is. It's not that I have reached full contentment. I will never, not until heaven. But the amount of contentment, or the percentages of days where I'm more or less content, is bigger now than it was some years ago. And why is that? I think Paul has a very good point in saying, I can do this through him who makes me strong. And for me, I think the most profound thing that has helped me in being more content, because this isn't me, this is God's work in me. It's God's work in us to be content where we are. It is to have my daily quiet time with God. And I think I could write it in the biggest letters. That's the secret. To have my daily quiet time with him. I need it. I would be an extremely grumpy mom. I still am a grumpy mom sometimes, yeah. And I'm a very grumpy wife sometimes, yes. I'm glad we have a ring to show it's eternal, you know. You can't just get out of this. But we need it. What's the wellspring of life? Where do we find our contentment? And it's funny with this thirst thing that we're talking about, and you mentioned yesterday, and I came with a very medical kind of, it's the body telling you that you need something. And that's kind of a superficial thirst, isn't it? But Jesus says something to this woman at the well, that you will never thirst again. And that's true. But on the other side, I find that spending more and more time with God, I'm more and more thirsty for him to reveal even more of what he already has given us. Because we don't need to say, God, I need more of you. We have him. He's living in us. He's here. But I think in my life, I need to give God access to even more parts of my heart, because they have a lot of rooms. Just to tell you a little secret, those of you who are not married. The heart has lots of rooms. When it comes to our thoughts, we women, we have one big drawer, and we pull it out, and it's all the thoughts, and it's all the emotions in one drawer. You know what the man has? They got this huge thing. They have all these little boxes with one thought in each box. And the funny thing is that some of the boxes are actually empty. Just a little.
I'll remember that.
Remember that. Don't ever ask a woman, what do you think about? And if you ask a man, nothing.
Or thoughts.
Or thoughts. No, I think I want to sing a song to you guys. Because I think if there's one thing I want you to take away from this place, it is that you are all unique, or we are all unique. Let's put myself in it too. And there is nothing we can do for God to love us more. And there's nothing we can do for God to love us less. So if you forget everything else, just remember that. And sometimes our brain works better if we get the melody to it. So, if you want, close your eyes, and hopefully this is for you. Before the world began, you were on his mind. is precious in his eyes. Because of his great love, he gave his only son. And everything was done so you would come. And nothing you can do could make him love you more. And nothing that you've done could make him close the door. Because of his great love, he gave his only son. And everything was done so you would come. Come to the Father, though your gifting is small. Broken hearts, broken lives, he will take them all. The power of his word, the power of his blood, everything was done so you would come. And nothing you could do could make him love you more. And nothing that you've done could make him close the door. Because of his great love, he gave his only son. And everything was done so you would come. Broken hearts, broken lives, he will take them all. The power of his word, the power of his blood. Everything was done so you could come.
God bless you. Hold on.